Welcome to Entrepreneur Badass, the podcast where we dive deep into the minds of trailblazing entrepreneurs, distributors, and innovators.
I'm Corey, your host, ready to bring you the unfiltered truth about the highs, the lows, and everything in between in the world of entrepreneurship.
And I'm Chelsea, here to inspire, challenge, and ignite that entrepreneurial fire within you.
Each week, we will be chatting with badass entrepreneurs who've made their mark, sharing their real stories behind their success.
So buckle up because we're about to take you on a wild ride through the world of entrepreneurship filled with actionable tips and powerful insights.
Ready to unleash your inner badass and conquer the business world?
I am.
Are you? To all my entrepreneur badasses out there, join us for our Hustler Spirit of the Week.
This is one of my favorites. It's a spicy margarita made with ghost tequila from our good friends at Taste Kitchen and Bar. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh, that's spicy.
It is spicy, but it's so well balanced and a perfect way to end your day as an entrepreneur because, you know, y'all, we are stressed.
We need a drink. But you know what was spicy? That video we posted in Arizona.
Now, you got to thank people for 1.6 million likes. But let's kind of talk about what were we doing?
We just were hanging out. So that weekend, it was our good friend, Dr. Glenda's birthday. She invited all the girlies out to Scottsdale, Arizona. And that was actually our very first night.
It was our first night. We were in a beautiful residence, 2 bedrooms, beautiful pool. So it had already set the vibe, set the mood. We were ready to get out and about, have a good time. And it's part of the joy of being an entrepreneur. You set your schedule, you can be ready to go.
It was so funny because they were giving us nicknames. I'm Miss Arizona.
You was so you were a white dress too. No, you were black dress.
I was black dress.
You was black dress.
You're white dress. Look, I don't care what they call me. Long as you keep me in mind when the money on the line,
all the time. Sometimes you get hit with some crazy questions, and that post is certainly a great example of all the things that people are curious about because how did we make it out the group chat?
And what's funny is people were saying, like, y'all made it out the group chat, but did you make it out of the girls' trip? I guess it's a common thing for girls to go on group trips and fall out behind petty things because that was constantly a comment.
Yeah, and I think it's when you have commonality, everybody is on their own vibe, which is to relax, to have a good time, and to keep the party going. We have a stressful life. The lives we live as entrepreneurs. So why bring all that drama to a group trip? We're there to have fun, to relax, and of course to celebrate our good friend.
For sure. And I actually feel like after the trip, we all came out actually closer. We started really planning things and we saw the momentum of the video. It's really rare that you see a group of educated, beautiful, motivated Black women and they can all manage to get along. Scottsdale was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, we have to cheers chef's kiss to Scottsdale because it's a beautiful place and it's a beautiful background to really just having a mix of relaxation, getting to know each other, and fun.
I'm looking forward to the next girls trip for sure.
So let me ask you this. If you're thinking about getting a trip out of the group chat, what do you think are important qualities for the people in the group chat?
I believe we all have very similar interests. So I remember, I think it was Monday morning, we all woke up and we were all handling our business. Corey, you were on a staff meeting.
Yes.
Dr. Glenda had a few clients that she had to see while she was there. And I was planning out content and talking to my staff and sending out motivational emails. And at that point, I really sat back and thought about it. Like, we are really all three doing it. At that point, Sean, which is what y'all call number three, that walked up so cute and dainty, she had already left because she had to get back home. But at that point, I feel like I knew then this is why we all relate because we know at the end of the day we have to get business taken care of.
And I think it's so important to remember, like, it's all smiles and fun and good times and cute clothes when we're out and about, but at the end of the day we drill down and everybody got to see each other in their element. If that was you, I saw you plan how to do some content creating and how to interact with your followers, boom, you recorded it like you knew it at the back of your hand. And so sometimes seeing someone in their element, because it's rare. Often you have friends, you don't even know what they do for a living, right? Because you don't see it. It's just something that they go to work and do, and you know they may get paid for it. Yeah. But other than that, you don't see what people do. And so being able to see that just rises the level of respect. So instead of being torn down with little petty fights or what is this, or even just different levels of friendship because we all had a mutual friend and we're getting to know each other mutually, you don't worry about that, right? It's like respect. I appreciate a grown woman on her grown woman shit, right?
Yeah.
Handling her business. And so out of that respect, almost anything can happen. It's a perfect combo
for
a great trip.
So advice. If you are taking a girls trip, make sure that you have individuals on the trip that you can actually relate to, not just for fun, but also for business reasons, or you guys are doing things that are, you know, similar to one another, because then you have a mutual understanding and you're able to say, okay, well, at this point, we can't jump up and be out until this time because you have a deposition in the morning, mm-hmm. or I may have something going on in the morning with, you know, my staff. I think that that was a part of it, too, where we understood, okay, let's slap these laptops closed. It's time to turn up. We're out.
Yeah, you definitely have to have a cutoff point, too. But I think when you're a successful entrepreneur, you have to fight for that balance. Like, it cannot be all work.
Yep.
Yes, we bring our laptops. I bring my laptop to every trip I've taken. And what people see on the other end of the camera may be the fun, the pictures, the exotic locations. But on the backside, that there's work to be put in because, unfortunately,
Work does not stop. It does not.
Leave me alone. And they don't, because you probably are signing their checks. Yeah. Are you? They need to talk to you because you are a source of information or inspiration. And that's not just for your staff. It's for your clients, too.
For sure.
So if you had to plan your next, like your ideal, how to get out the group chat, mm-hmm. how would you plan it? Where would you go?
Oh, I would probably definitely go somewhere again like Scottsdale. I felt like the vibe was very luxury mm-hmm. and it was hot, so we didn't have to worry about bundling up. It was very nice. We had everything that we needed there. So I would say next I probably would think about doing, I think you gave me this as a suggestion for my birthday, probably Portugal.
Oh, I love Portugal. Same vibes where you could go real classy, real high, or you could go real low and just like go grab a pizza and a bottle of vino for $10, which is, you know, that in between is everything that you need, because you don't always have to be the fanciest, in the best dress. Sometimes you just want to kick it and you want to be yourself. And
yeah, because the second night we were like, we're not going to dinner. We're going to stay here and enjoy the villa and just hang out. And that's exactly what we did. We did not go to dinner. We didn't do anything fancy. Yeah. We stayed right there.
No, definitely a part of it. And taking people who are like-minded. Mm-hmm. Again, I think some of the reasons people don't get out the group chat is because people haven't really shared, this is how I'm like on a trip. This is what my expectation is. And then you respect what other people want to do. If I don't want to go to the mall, or I'm busy, or you want to go golfing and I need to do some work, it's respect. It's no, if we don't do it all together, it's not going to work.
I'm upset. Right. My sisters always say, you cannot travel with everybody.
Oh, that is very true. But now whoever I travel with, you just have to get with the program. I know how I travel, and I travel well the way I do it. So,
and if you don't get with the program, I'm going to get with my program.
Yeah, it'll be the last group trip that makes it out the group chat. So that is all we have for today. Make sure if you have questions about how we got out the group chat, share it with us. We're happy to give more insight. And let's shout out to the Phoenician in Scottsdale. If you are there, amazingly beautiful hotel, amazing. Golfing, spa, luxury. And we also had a good time at the bar. So to all our friends at the bar, about all things fun, but also all things that are serious about the real trials and struggles of an entrepreneur. So follow along with us for all things fun, but also the serious, the real, the challenging side of entrepreneurship.
And comment below, make it out of the group chat, and don't forget to share this with your friends.
Like, share, subscribe. We look forward to taking you along on this crazy ride through the entrepreneurial badass.
See you next week.